peering into the worship habits of the 144,000. I want to know what these people are singing, because it bothers me that they have lyres. And I'm happy that they have a new song, because if any of these old songs creep up, even in the kingdom, I'm going to be upset and possibly severely disappointed. Hello, everyone. Martin Zender here, beginning a new week of the Revelation series. And I'm reading here in the Unveiling 14 that the 144,000 make a sound. I hear a sound out of heaven as the sound of many waters. This is verse 2 of chapter 14. And as the sound of loud thunder, and the sound which I hear, loud thunder. Now that's more my kind of music, loud thunder. I'm a rock and roll guy, as you know. No one hates Christian music more than I do, as you probably know. And if you don't know, there it is. So I like this idea that the 144,000 are doing something called singing that is compared to the sound of loud thunder. Quoting scripture here, verse 2, Unveiling chapter 14. And the sound which I hear is as lyre singers. That is the best as I've ever read in the Unveiling. Thank God it's not lyre singers, because I'm not sure what a lyre is. I think it's a stringed instrument, but so is an electric guitar. I think a lyre probably is like Bob Dylan before Newport, where he played acoustically. I think this is an acoustic instrument, which is fine, because John Lennon played acoustic guitar on I Once Had a Girl, or Should I Say She Once Had Me, Norwegian Wood. So I got nothing against that. But I'm too apt, maybe you are too, when I hear these people singing, 144,000, you just get this idea that they're these holy people, and they're singing a holy song, and it reminds me of the hymns that I was forced to sing but never did. I lip-synced, now you know, in Catholic Church. Forgive me, Mom, I lip-synced. I never sang any of those songs. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. I didn't like singing. Now, I invented rap music. I don't know if you realize this. Yes, I get no credit for it whatsoever. I think it was 1968, and I remember I was in the shower where lots of great singing takes place, and I knew I wasn't very melodic, but I liked music. I liked rock and roll, even at that age, and I started to sing in the shower. It sounded terrible even in the shower. The reverb of the tiles did not help me one bit. And so I said, well, what would happen if I just said the words? What if I just said the words to a song like Up, Up and Away in My Beautiful Balloon? What if I just said it instead of saying it? Up, Up and Away in My Beautiful Balloon, way up in the sky, and there I am so way up high. I invented freaking rap music as a 9-year-old in the shower. I don't get credit for it. But these kinds of songs reverberate within me. So I think I am going to offer this to you, that I believe since it is as lyre singers playing on their lyres. And then it says in verse 3, they're singing a new song inside of the throne and inside of the four animals and inside of the elders. And no one was able to learn the song except the 144,000 who have been bought from the earth. No one was able to learn the song. That, again, is comforting to me, because it tells me that none of the old songs we've been listening to are going to make the cut into the next eon. Ha ha, they're all gone. And there are some good ones. What, I guess if I had to name a favorite, what's the one, On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. Yeah, that's a good one. And what's the one where, oh yeah, Amazing Grace, that's pretty good too. I gotta give it to Amazing Grace, but it's no good. It's no good. It's been spoiled for me. Completely spoiled by Christianity, who insert their hypocrisies. I just think that the hypocrisies are automatically overlaid into these songs. I can't listen to Christian music without thinking, bunch of hypocrites singing that song. It's a bunch of hypocrites. They're singing, Jesus loves me and he saves me and he does this and that for me, and yet I still believe in my free will that I chose God apart from Jesus. because Jesus left me alone long enough to choose the right thing or the wrong thing and go to hell. No, I can't help it. I think that. So, there are good signs here that they're as liar players. All right, now, I really disagree with Mr. Knock here, A.E. Knock. If I haven't said it lately, I'm basing these studies on the book The Unveiling of Jesus Christ. There it is. And you can find this online at concordant.org. He has some things here that are disturbing to me. Let me find the song. It's under the heading, The Song of the 144,000. Oh, yes, he says this. The most notable difference between the two classes we are considering, and those classes are the worshipers of the wild beast and the 144,000, is suggested by the new song, which ascends to the throne of God from the hearts of his hallowed worshipers. Now, I would never write a sentence like this, from the hearts of their hallowed worshipers. It's just too Christian-y. It's just too old-fashioned. It's bewhiskered. It's decrepit. It's drooling on itself. Its chin is resting on its chest in a room that smells like stale urine. I can't do it. Rather, would we expect the wild beast to be celebrated by 1,000 songs, if he is indeed as God claims, as the God he claims to be? So, Mr. Knox making the point that if the Antichrist is the God he claims to be, then he should have all sorts of anthems or theme songs, something along the lines of the national anthem. Oh, say, can you see by the Antichrist's light? Something like that. Or maybe, as I said before, a pounding bass beat that would appeal to the masses, and yours truly. But no. Then he says this, should not all of earth's music be turned to hymns, the newly risen deity? Don't understand that sentence. Let's go on. Why are we not given some great poem composed in his honor? Yeah, we're still talking about the Antichrist. This is the sentence that I have a problem with. I'm going to read it now. Hold on to your hats. Or if you're the Pope, hold on to that weird thing on your head that looks like a indescribable thing. No other influence in all the world has overflowed in song like the joyous faith of Christ. It has inspired the most glorious melodies and the sweetest and most enduring songs. Sweet? See, it's a little emotional for me. Not that my kind of music is without emotion, but I'm going to propose something to you that is going to allow for all tastes in music. I'm going to propose something to you that when we are snatched away, we too are going to have a new song. We're going to have a new language. We're going to have a new feeling. However, it is not completely cut off from the feelings and the songs and the moods that we have had down here. It's going to be amplified. It's going to be improved. You shouldn't feel bad if you're like me and you're not into the glorious melodies and sweet, enduring hymns of Christianity. No, don't feel bad about it. Whenever I read this stuff, I think, oh, I'm left out. I'm left out. I have no part in this. No, you have a part in it. Whatever it is that makes you hum, that makes you feel good, makes you happy. I haven't said this in a long time, so I'm going to say it right now. It is going to feel good when we're completed. Apparently, these 144,000 feel real good because they're singing as lyre singers who play upon their lyres. And so they're feeling good. They're feeling great. So you, when I feel good, when I feel great, I sing rap in the shower, as I did in 1968 when I invented rap music. So whatever it is you dig, whether it's country music or classical music, I know to me, classical music is music to hang yourself by. But if you like classical music, then more power to you. Or I'm going to talk about foods too. There's a food that you like and you're depressed that we're not going to be eating in heaven. We won't be able to express our joy like the 144,000 here unless we have a harp or a lyre or unless we're singing some hackneyed song that rhymes face with grace and Lord with board. No. Whatever you dig, it's going to be amplified. What? No, I'm not forgetting you people who are... Now, I know there are a lot of you out there who are upset that There's not going to be any males or females anymore in heaven. I am completely looking forward to that time. Lord Jesus, come quickly. But I will say that the sex here on earth, I might have to save this. The sex on earth is not going to be abolished. Don't doubt me. Sex is not going to be abolished. The type of sex that occurs on this planet is primitive. It's practically ridiculous. It's embarrassing. It's like having four wheels on your car. Do you ever see people driving around in these sports cars and they're like, vroom, 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 and they think they're cool, savvy, and sexy? You got wheels on your car. How can that possibly be cool? You have wheels. Likewise, sex. We're all sexy. We're all got our long hair and our cologne. And it's like, it's primitive. It's primitive. But it's a picture. And all the songs we have now are a picture. The lambs that were slain in Jerusalem were a picture of Christ. When Christ comes, who needs the lambs? Lambs, you're off the hook now. So don't you think that the music that we have, music is such an important part of our life, right? You're in your car, you're running, you're at home, you need to relax, you put on music. It's an important part. And of course, we're going to miss it. We have to give up our acoustic guitars for harps or lyres. We have to give up your bass guitar or your drums. I say no. You don't have to give up any of these things. Because the expression is going to be so multifarious. It's going to be so multi-hued that you will be able to express it in your own personal way. You can still call it a song. You can still call it a song, whatever it is you're going to do. You can still call it a language. Because the things we're going through now, we're going to know later because of association. It won't be the same language. It won't be the same song. It won't be the same sex. So don't be depressed. Whatever there is up there in the celestial realm, it's going to be the fruition of sex. When we get there and we feel what that feels like, you're going to realize that sex on earth is so primitive, but it's not like it's totally removed from it because it was a type and shadow. Yes, we got rid of the lambs, but we didn't get rid of Christ. He's still related to the lambs. You can still look back and say, yeah, we saw that prototype in the lamb, and we see how now it follows logically that he would be gentle, be meek, be loving, or lambs loving, sure. Well, no, forget about it. But so whatever new song these 144,000 are singing, it's as lyre singers. Whatever new language we're going to have, and we will have a new language. It's not going to be English. It's not going to be Spanish. It's not going to be a variation of it, Spanglish. No, it is going to be a new language, but you can't call it a new language unless it's somehow related to language. But no wonder people say I make sense for a living. This is fantastic. And there is going to be sex in heaven. Oh, yeah. But it's not going to be this primitive thing we do with men and women. Whatever that pictures, we'll find out what it is. And it's going to be magnificent. And it'll be like constant sex. It'll be continual orgasm. That's how it is. That's how it's going to be. And food, same thing. Whatever satiates your soul, you look forward to the things that will tell us why these other primitive things came. That was awkwardly stated, but you get the point. Food is a type of satiation in heaven. Sex is a type of thrill in heaven. Songs are a type of expression in heaven. And dance, I haven't even mentioned dance for you dancers out there. I'm sorry, I'm saving this for the last minute of the show. You dancers out there, I do a little dancing myself. It's not beautiful, but I just move with the music. I move, and there will be dancing and percussion. Better believe it. Percussion in heaven? Oh, yeah.